Thank you for choosing MemorialCare. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. For English, press 1.
Para español, oprima el 9. Đối với tiếng Việt, nhấn 8. 한국어 번역사.
I'm a virtual assistant. You can say things like appointment, prescription, billing, claims, OBGYN, I'm a healthcare professional, and more. How can I help you today?
Claim status.
Transferring you to claims for assistance with your claim status.
Thank you. We will return your call as soon as possible. If you are calling provider relations regarding the status of an authorization or claim, press 1. To speak to the credentialing department, press 2. To speak with provider contracting, press 3. To speak with provider demographic management, press 4. Press the star key to repeat these options.
Your call is very important to us. We are unable to connect you to a representative at this time. Please hold to leave your number and we will call you back as soon as possible.
You are now being transferred to the next patient navigator. Your estimated wait time is 1 minute. Our patient navigators are assisting other callers. You may press 1 to leave your phone number or continue to hold for the next available patient navigator. Our patient navigators are assisting other callers. You may press 1 to leave your phone number or continue to hold for the next available patient navigator.
Thank you for choosing
Hello, I'm Ben calling from the provider's office. Your voice is breaking. Please be a little louder.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Angie. How can I help you?
Yeah, I want to check the claim status. I have 3 claims in total. I want to check the status for that.
Yeah, for any claim status of providers that's required to go into the provider's portal. It's for contracted and non-contracted providers, and it's a self-registered portal.
Okay, so could you please transfer my call or provide me the contact number for them?
They don't have a number. The claims department doesn't work through the phone anymore. They only work through the provider's portal.
So we don't have any option to call them. We can only check for the portal. So it's going to be a little tough for us because the claim is denied. And we want to talk with a representative so we can find why the claim is denied. But if there is no contact or nothing, then how can we like know what was the reason of the denial?
So when you go on the portal, there is a part where it says contact us. There is a form that you complete with your name, your information, the provider's information, and the claim number, and you put a best callback number. And the claims department will contact you back within 48 to 72 hours. So the way to contact them and request a callback is through the portal. And then on the portal, if you go on the portal, you will be able to find out why is the reason for the denial. That is the whole point of the portal.
But actually, in portal, the claim was not showing. That's why I called. But no issues at all. Yeah. I was not able to find the claim on portal.
Yeah, so you can message the claims department and let them know that, you know, if you have a claim number, you should be able to enter the number and find the claim. If you can't do that, then most likely it's because the claim did not go through and you might have to resubmit the claim.
Sure, I will do that. Thanks for the help. I hope you will have a nice day.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.